The house will be in order. The prayer will be offered by Representative Baxter of Hancock. After the prayer, the pledge will be led by Stacia Dre of Marion. She is the speaker's page.
Good morning. One of the things I love doing is taking scripture and turning it into a personal prayer back to God. What I'd like to do briefly this morning is take the Lord's Prayer and personalize it a bit as we pray this morning. So join with me. Our Father who art in heaven, O God who created the heavens and the earth and inhabits eternity, hallowed be thy name. We praise, exalt, and glorify you today. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh God, we just ask that your will and your kingdom, which is in heaven, may be filled out and fulfilled here on earth. Lord, in this session, we pray that your will would be done and that we'd accomplish your work. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you that you are the provider. And Lord, we have many needs. We have needs not only with food and clothing and shelter and housing. We have many needs in our culture and society today. We just look to you as our provider. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lord, we come before you and we just seek your forgiveness. Lord, we come before you and we thank you for the work of Jesus on the cross to provide forgiveness. And we just ask you on behalf of us as representatives of the state and government to forgive us for the things that have been offensive to you. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, I pray that this session you would give us great discernment and self-control and not move forward if our emotions get inflamed. Lord, deliver us from evil, and sometimes that's within ourselves. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Lord, we recognize that heaven rules, and we just lift this into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 1 by Bossman, a bill for an act relating to the child and child dependent care and early childhood development tax credit, including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment sent to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2 by Bossman, a bill for an act relating to the construction of child care facilities and by providing developers with sales and use tax funds and incomes, franchise monies and credits, and gross premium tax credits, providing for a fee, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 3 by Bossman, a bill for an act permitting businesses new on-site daycare facilities and businesses expansion of the existing on-site daycare facilities to qualify as projects under the high-quality programs, job programs, and making applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 4 by Bossman, a bill for an act providing for businesses with income franchise monies and credits and gross premium tax credits for providing child care benefits to employees of the business and including applicability date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 5 by Bossman, a bill for an act expanding the healthcare profession recruitment program.
First reading bill is an ordinary commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 6 by A. Meyer, bill for an act establishing a child care workforce estate matching grant program and fund administered by the Early Childhood Iowa State Board to award matching state grants to eligible communities and making an appropriation.
First reading bill is an ordinary commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Human Resources. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I move that a committee of two be appointed to notify the Senate that the House is ready to receive it in joint convention.
You've all heard the motion. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the motion prevails. And the Speaker appoints a such committee, the gentleman from Jones, Representative Bradley, the lady from Dubuque, and Lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren. The committee will proceed in the performance of its duties. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story, Representative Bacon.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that the report of the Committee on Mileage be accepted.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the report is adopted. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolchek.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House Administration Rules Committee's recommendations regarding employees of the House be accepted.
You have all heard the motion. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the Administration Rules Committee report regarding the employees of the House is adopted. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, the panoramic photo will happen at 9 a.m. in the chamber, so please do stick around. Clean off your desks, as I'm sure the chief clerk will tell you. They like to have a clean desktop. Republicans will also be having our HR training in the law library at 9:30, directly after the panoramic photo. Be prompt, be on time, and be in there, House Republicans. And Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House, I move that the House recess until 5:30 p.m.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Likewise, Democrats will caucus immediately following the photo at the Ola Babcock building.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.